Yeah, winning's definitely better than losing, I can tell you that one. I thought the game as a whole, if you look at the first 40, 50 minutes, I think you could tell there were two teams that were a little bit nervous. Two teams that had not quite got over the winning line just yet. And I think we settled the quicker. I thought we created a hell of a lot of opportunities within the game. But just didn't quite finish that execution. We just need to get our people back out on the field and training continuously now. The real benefit of out of us today is we've stay patient, we build some pressure and come up and knock some good scores off towards the end.
Yeah, did help well, you got those early tries as well for the Knaves, didn't it?
Always helps. Never going to complain about scoring and tries.
Definitely, yeah. But you did get three players back and it showed, you know, the difference it does make.
The number one thing I'll say to you as well is they are back, they're healthy, yeah. They're ready to play. We've not lost anybody else today, which is a positive. Yeah. So we've them three players coming back, or three players that, you know, yeah, and obviously Jordan Tanzi having an impact as well, and he's only ever going to get better with us, and the more he understands our structures and systems. So I think the key for us is we've got some people back. I've got to give our medical in Ali and Ollie Waite some big raps, because Joe's a couple of weeks ahead of schedule, and he could tell that he's not played, and he'd only played one trial game all year, but I'm glad to be looking at him and looking for him. We did some good stuff in there. I thought we nullified some of their big fellas. I think we can do better against in some early plays in the tackles in regards to our transitions and kick chase. But like I say, it's going to be hard for me to sit and criticise when we've lost four on the trot. Like I said, like we've been saying, there's been no real sense of panic. But then the other thing as well is we can't rest on that now. We've got Easter coming as well, and we're starting to get some troops back. So we've got an opportunity to start knocking some points on.
It's good to get that first win, because I mean, you don't say panic, but pressure
could
mount,
wouldn't
it?
Yeah, like I said all along, I feel like I'm not going to say suicidal, but I feel like I'm, every time we lose a game, I feel like the wheels caved in for me. Do you understand what I mean? That's how, and we actually care about winning, because it's our livelihoods as well, and you've got to have pride in your performance, but it does relieve some pressure. The boys are happy in there, and I just, when we were in the end, there was a drum in there. I threw Woody the stick and said, "Woody, it's been too long. Start beating that drum." So it's just let him sing and let him run with it, and we'll look at some more stuff tomorrow.
Yeah. Woody coming back, it looks all right.
Yeah, I think he grew into the game. I think if you look at all the people that have come back in, Joe, Woody, Jordan Tanzi, Earl. I thought Earl in that first spell and Sam were very, very good. Yeah. And you look at them, I think, apart from Hurler, we didn't have a choice as a front row, because we were coming off after 27 minutes anyway. But the rest of them grew into the game. As the game kept going, they got better and better. Which is, like I said, the number one thing for us is that our boys that have come out of rehab, they're staying out of rehab and they're healthier, which is a real positive for us.
Ruffy's kicking game, especially in that last quarter.
Yeah, he was on a band, wasn't it, in the second half. He had just put it wherever he wanted to put it. Which you could tell Ruffy from 9 days ago, he's actually had a game under his belt. And but the thing that we can get better at now is we just need to get everybody out on the field and train more. So we'll get more fluent when that happens.
How big a loss was it for Rovers losing Campese at that point as well? Because he brought a bit of control for them.
Like I said to you, mate, if you've got people with long-term injuries and they've been in rehab, you've got to make sure when they come back they're 100%. And I think Lunty went as well, didn't he, with a calf. So that's why I'm reiterating the point that I'm not medical. And what if you could come under some criticism over this year because of the injuries we've had, but what they've done is delivered people back healthy and they've stayed back, which that role within any sort of club's massive. It's massive. I can't give them enough raps. Ollie Waite and Ollie McFarland and Will Franklin have done a massive job for us this year.
Who's next in line to come back then?
Craig Ubi's going to be it's probably going to be Easter rather than next week, so he's only a couple of weeks away. He started doing some training with the squad this week. Just the one on that one as well is that Daniel Smith had surgery Friday on a foot injury that was very similar to Kyle Woods, so he's going to be about 6 months.
So affected,
yeah, unfortunately. My message to him yesterday was that I asked him how he was via text message, and he's got 2 weeks in the house stuck with his foot up in there. So my message to him, worrying what every day that goes by, it's a day nearer to being back on the field. So we've got to be positive and we'll rally around him. And it's the first big one he's had, and he's still a young player and he's still got a lot of football left in front of him.